Okay, here we are at Mountain Park, and this is episode 126 of Ron's Update. I've had a pretty slack week this week. I ran on Tuesday and Wednesday, and today is Saturday, and this is my third run of the week. I didn't do anything on Thursday or Friday, even though I've thought about it. So today I got in another 45-minute run. That seems to be what I've been doing, 45-minute normal daily runs, and tomorrow I'm planning on an hour and a half run and see how far I get in an hour and a half. Hopefully I'll get over 6 miles. I should, because I'm getting about 3.3 on a 45-minute run, doing a run walk. I'm using math again. I kind of strayed away from it for a while, but now I'm back. I've decided that I'm going to just stick with math until probably Peachtree, which is in July. I'm just going to try to build base so that in the fall I'll have a higher base than I've got right now. As I get older, I need a bigger base. Let me tell you, because you can't fake it as much when you're older. Things hurt too much. Anyway, I got in my 45, felt pretty good for about the first mile and a half, and then all of a sudden I started getting this, like a tight, I don't know, muscle, ligament, whatever, in my left calf, between my calf muscle and my Achilles tendon. It just tightened up on me. So the last half of the run, I was pretty much just trying to manage that thing from hurting any worse. And I finally finished. I think I got a little over 3.3, maybe, miles. But anyway, let me get back to, I was starting to talk about math. My math for now is my high heart rate's 121, my low heart rate's 111. I run in that zone now. So I'm kind of doing like I've always done, the Galloway thing, except heart rate instead of time. You've heard me say that before. I will run up to when I hit 121 heart rate, and then I'll start walking, and then I'll pick it back up again just before it gets down to 111 at the bottom. I usually start running again somewhere between 112 beats to 115 beats, depending on my mood. And doing that, I'm running probably in a little over 1330 pace, 1330, 1340 pace. And hopefully, as I get in better shape, I'll be getting faster. But for now, that seems to be fine. The weather's getting just, as a matter of fact, the weather, I just mentioned the weather. Just as I finished my run, it started sprinkling. So I just lucked out. I knew that the weather was going to come in this afternoon and evening. It was supposed to start raining, but I didn't realize it was going to come in this early. Maybe I should have paid more attention to the weather forecast. But the important thing was, is I got my run in, and that's what counts. And I think it's supposed to rain tonight and then quit tomorrow morning. And I think it's only like a 10% chance of rain tomorrow. So I should be able to get my hour and a half in. I'm at Mountain Park. I think I already said that today. Tomorrow I'm planning on running over at Stone Mountain for that hour and a half run. And I'll probably run a little bit slower. But I'm still going to do my heart rate thing. It's going to be all heart rate all the time from now on, using my math zone. How's that sound? What I do, I can't really say all heart rate all the time, because when I warm up, I do use my Galloway timer set on 15 and 15. And I run 15, walk 15 until my heart rate gets up into the zone. And once I get up into the zone, then I start using my heart rate. So it's kind of like a warm-up using the Galloway 15 and 15, which works good for me. So I'm getting ready to head back home. The NFL playoffs start this afternoon, so I thought I'd watch a little football game and relax the rest of the day and hit it again tomorrow on an easy, longer run. On my previous podcast, I had asked the question, how long did you think these podcasts should last? And I want to thank Carlos for responding, and his response was probably 15 to 30 minutes, maybe twice a week. Of course, I'm lucky to get one out once a week, much less once a month, but I agree with him, 15 to 30 minutes is a good time. I just seem to have a problem getting over 15 minutes. I would like to get farther, you know, longer podcasts than that, but I'm working on it, so I'll just keep trying, and hopefully I can extend the length of these things if I have anything to say. If not, they'll just be whatever length they end up being, like they have been. So thanks, Carlos, for responding. I also mentioned that I had a SpeakPipe widget on my website that people could call in and leave responses. And I probably didn't say it very good, because on Carlos's response about my SpeakPipe, he thought I said SpeakPie, P-I-E. It's SpeakPipe, P-I-P-E. So just to clarify that, I do have a widget on my website, losttrailrunner.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.